Sorry, I can't see facts through all of my fury. You haven't met the new me
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. I got to play a song because I got to go let Nev into the station, and I will be right back. Hey, what's up? So those two songs were No Exit by Tennis and 17 by Youth Lagoon. I dug deep into the old playlists this week, pulled out a couple deep cuts. Those two from a playlist I played in 2017 right here on this show, November 13th, 2017. Back when I used to like know exactly the day and time that all this stuff was. That was probably a 3 o'clock show. A lot of fun there. I'll throw one on there. And we'll be back in a second here. Oh, wait, no. Let's not. Nev is here.
Hey, everyone. Sorry for my tardiness. I was in the bathroom.
That's true. Actually, you know what? I really like this. I really like the bathroom.
You like this bathroom?
Yeah.
I'm into it. No complaints here.
It's like a classic. I don't think like a venue bathroom is something that I just have a lot of love for. Like I call it the, you know, it's like a million bands have played the station and stuff, so you've just got a lot of stuff written. You get a lot of really like strange, kind of clever things written in that bathroom.
Where is it the Middle Eastern that has the gender neutral bathroom that just like anybody, it's just like a bunch of stalls and anybody can go in there?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I gotta say, that one I'm not quite as on board with. That one as a female sometimes.
Because you just go in there and it's like a free for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because people are, you know, not sober.
That's 100%. Yep. That's true.
And so it gets a little scary. However, the weirdest thing about this bathroom is when you're using the bathroom and then Nate's voice comes out from the overhead while I'm trying to use the bathroom.
I don't know why they rigged up the entire station to be like, you know what? You're going to be able to hear everything on air.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So that's how, yeah. I knew I had to hurry up when I heard your voice coming on. I knew I had to wrap this up and get back in the studio.
There you go.
Because this is where I get my money, you know.
That's right.
This is where I make my big bucks.
This is where, yeah. This 1 hour every Tuesday morning is like, I was at this Anton wedding, so we haven't been able to talk in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because of the training, which, yeah. Hey, awesome job.
Shout out
to all the people whose.
I hope you're all listening.
Whose names I remember.
Yeah, you do. We practice them.
Who can I get one?
I think you can get them all. It's like a game show with this music. In
I
the
like
background.
Really don't. I like
you don't
I'm serious.
A
I need maybe like one.
All right.
And then I'll get that'll start it going.
Okay, Meg.
That was going to be the one I was going to guess.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Meg.
Uh-huh.
Isaac.
Nice.
Okay.
Mhm, we still got two more.
Starts with an S. Shailene.
Wow, you are could not be further
no.
off.
Just tell me.
Reese, shout out Reese.
Shout out Reese.
And shout out Eliana.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Gosh. We got you all. Man. I remember you all.
Yeah, that's why we have Nev on the show, is to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, great job, yep. Out there in Radio Land.
I'm
I look forward
to your
shows. It's
gonna
be great.
Yeah.
Isaac, I gotta tell this Isaac story really quick.
Okay.
We were going around the room saying like what our favorite bands were.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this was on the air or not. I don't know. And I think two people passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isaac goes, Interpol, which I love.
Yeah.
And I've played many times. Mm-hmm. Do you know Interpol?
No.
Yeah. I figured. Interpol, great band from like the early 2000s New York City scene.
Mm-hmm.
They were like sort of like if you weren't like on the sort of Strokes side of things, maybe you were on the Interpol side of things.
Okay.
Do you know the Strokes?
Yes, I know the
okay,
Strokes.
Okay, okay, no, I don't know. That's the same world. Okay, and then so I was like, that's great, Isaac. That's great. You're winning. And then later we had done like a little wrap up and we were just talking. I was like, oh yeah, Interpol is great and stuff. And he goes, actually, my favorite band is Broken Social Scene, but I was afraid that like nobody would know or I would get made fun of for that band.
You know, here's the thing, though, about that story is that you have added so many different layers to it because that's not how the conversation
and then he goes, and then he goes, is that your favorite band? Because you're now the person I look up to the most in the world. He said all those things to me.
Yeah, and I'm verbatim. Yeah, that's okay. Exactly what he said. No, okay. That was not how the conversation went. But each time you told that story, you've added just like another line in there. And I've enjoyed seeing the progression of the story. So
he goes. I was gonna say Broken Social Scene, but like I know that that is the best band in the world, and yeah. I didn't think people wanted to be like cliche. People would think that I was too cliche by saying that.
You know, this makes me worried about the kinds of stories you tell about me to other people.
Oh yeah.
Because
That it's great. Not a lot of people exhibit that level of self-awareness.
Yeah. Now I'm just gonna worry.
That's good.
But I worry anyways.
That's good. Because I'm walking around town telling stories about
you. I figured that you kind of just tell stories about me kind of constantly.
I think the majority of people I tell stories about you to know you separately.
True.
So it's people that can kind of just be like, all right, there's probably something in here.
Yeah.
You know.
Or that you're a big fat liar.
That's
Nate.
True. Well.
Yeah.
Hyperbole is the world I like to live in.
Or big fat lying.
Or big Same fat thing. Lying. So anyway, shout out to Anton and Katie for getting married.
Yes.
That's great.
Congratulations.
You guys scrambled and it's great. And I think that they're in Mallorca right now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. When
cool.
When you fly across the earth for free.
Yeah.
The world is an opportunity. Did you know, too, that there's like these consorted, like rotational places that people go on honeymoons and it like they become popular and not popular and it's like kind of this conspiracy?
No.
Well, it's not a I think it's a but it's like all of a sudden everyone starts talking about like Turks and Caicos, you know?
Yeah.
Like of all the places in the entire earth,
yeah.
All of a sudden you're seeing like a mini list online of just like, you know, this would be the most beautiful place.
It happens with Jamaica a lot. I feel like you get like a cyclical kind of pattern. You know what I'm trying to say.
I totally do.
It comes and back around. Jamaica always comes back around.
Jamaica comes back around. But like Mallorca, which I can't point to on a map, I've heard probably 1 million times over the last like couple of weeks. And it's just like, all right, well, that's the place.
Yeah. Apparently they just do, you know, like those like big, huge dishes of paella on the street. That's just like what they do there.
They probably, yeah.
Paella is so good.
Is it in Spain? Is Mallorca a Spanish place?
It is, but it's like a different island.
Oh,
like you
man.
Have to fly to Spain and then fly.
Gotcha.
To Mallorca.
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 Mallorca. Is that how you say it?
It's one of those things. It's one of those words that I just say really fast so that people don't know if I know how to say it or not.
There you go.
Mallorca.
Yeah.
Mallorca.
That's good.
And then nobody knows. Then people will continue to think that I'm smart.
I mean, they do think you're smart because I walk that around town all the time. I'm like, Nev.
So smart.
Was like, I think I just solved one of the millennial equations. But like, I don't really want that kind of heat on my life.
No, and I'm humbled too.
Every single person who solved those like descended into madness. That's true.
Yeah.
Do you know about this? Never mind. That's me teeing myself up and like me sort of preying upon your sort of like.
Yeah.
The fact that you're just like,
yeah.
I'll listen. That's what happens. I'm weaponizing your, like, what's it called? Your, like,
what?
It's like, you're like, I'm a people pleaser. Like, that's like, you know, like your need to sort of like.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I didn't realize this is becoming a personal attack.
It's a personal, I'm saying that your deficiency in the fact that you want people to like
you. It's your game.
Is like
you are taking advantage.
I'm taking advantage of that by basically just queuing up things that I want to tell you anyway, and like making sure that we like you just are like.
You also only bring up topics that you know I don't know about, and then you say, "Do you know about this?"
I think obviously you would have known about the millennial equations.
Sure.
That was like a big deal.
Yeah, it's like all the equations that millennials do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those calculations that we got rid of as Gen Z.
Whatever. Okay. Listeners, look it up online. I don't care. I met someone who solved one of those, and then later on, he was in an insane asylum.
I think you haven't factored in other parts of this person's life.
I think that that is true. I think that these are equations that are like big math things that nobody thought could be solved, and there's like a giant prize money. There's prize money if you can solve them. And I do think that there's a relationship between like being good at abstract mathematical concepts and like the descent into the abyss, you know? Like, I think that there's just a... This is me just sort of, you know, armchair.
You know, I just really have no... I just have no idea what to say.
That's good. That's good radio. All right. Let's maybe go play a couple songs.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll think of some more good content.
Loop back.
That's our bad.
That's great. 920. 855-915-9636. That's 915-WMFO if you want to call in and talk to us about the millennial equations.
Shout out to my sister for standing up for me.
Does she also know what the millennial equations are?
I bet she does.
Great.
I bet she solved them all.
I probably did.
Yeah.
And is like normal.
Yeah.
Like
very
that's
normal.
like it's not only that, but is defying my sort of like.
Is calling somebody normal like kind of offensive? Let's talk about that later.
What if like, yeah, okay. That's great. That'll be good. That'll be good. We'll tackle that.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Got a lot of hot feedback on that last segment. you know, just really, it's great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I have no clarifications or sort of like, for me, I think what I said was, you know.
You don't have any apologies queued up?
Pretty cogent. I don't have any, like, you know, got to do some damage control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, mm-hmm. I just know a lot of people who are awesome at math and are just out here.
Audio medium, Nate got distracted by his phone, so you guys couldn't see that.
You couldn't see that. I did. I got a text.
Yep.
And then I answered it.
Whoa.
Because I value the person who texted me a lot more than the person who's like in the room or like my own thoughts or even
Man.
You guys.
Nate, you are really digging in.
That's it. That's
You're
well,
really
that's tacitly,
digging in.
You know.
I think I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
Because first you tell me. Because, you know, you're a people pleaser. And then you tell me you value the person on your phone
I think
more than me.
The whole point to that was, like, it's easy to entrap you in a conversation. I'm the same way. Okay, on Friday morning, Brian Toth's parents were in town, as you know. Shout out to David and Lisa. Biking all 50 states. That's what they're doing.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
In their retirement.
Yep.
We're down in the Boston Garden, and
Boston Garden, the public garden.
The Boston Garden. We traveled.
The Boston Garden.
We traveled back in time to the Boston Garden, and saw the Celtics. Isn't that what the venue before was the TD Garden? It was the Boston Garden.
Sure, I don't know.
What, but then you're like out here, like you're calling it the Boston Garden.
Because that's what it is currently called. I don't know what it was called in 1930.
Yeah. In 1930.
I know what it was. It's called
right now.
That's when
it was like a garden. And they were like playing basketball. And then there's another guy who's just like, you got to watch out for these freaking trees. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of you guys, the basketball hitting the trees and it's killing the bark. Okay.
I wish you guys could tell how many times I rolled my eyes.
It's a lot.
It's a shame you guys can't tell. But.
The point of the story is that there was a guy that sort of sauntered up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was under the guy. He had like a big tripod camera, and it was a beautiful day on Friday morning. I don't know if you remember this. And I think he was trying to take some pictures. I'm sitting there talking to Brian and or David and Lisa, and he kind of like comes over and starts just sort of like commenting on things around us, sort of like laying out some sort of conversational chum, if you will, for us to sort of nibble at. And then he finally just turns to me and goes, is this more of like a Kamala Harris or Trump type of place? And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, the Boston Garden specifically?
Yeah, that's like
I haven't done a poll.
That's a really broad question to ask to a random guy.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Boston Garden.
Who's like engaged in a conversation.
Yeah. And with no context, just... Yeah.
And it was, and just like hits that, and then you're like, of course I was like, I don't know, man. You know, like I was just
because you know you're representing a lot of things. You know, you can't just like come out on one side or the other. You gotta be flexible.
Exactly. Well,
flexible
and I think I said something along the lines like, this is mass, so you know.
So
like
you
I just said that and like as order to just you know, cover my bases, but clearly this guy had no idea what that meant. And then sort of...
Who was this guy? Did you
I
ask
think
him?
He was trying to let me know about some of the problems facing this country. That maybe I sort of don't believe are problems. And are.
Did he travel to Massachusetts just to do that?
I guess that and to take pictures with a giant camera. I don't know.
If you're this guy, can you call in?
Yeah, 855-915. I'd like to continue the conversation that I just literally tried. It was the first time in a long time that I was like... I don't think we should talk about this right now. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I said that to him. And I don't think I've ever said, I don't think I've ever just done that.
Yeah.
I literally was just like, I just am not interested in talking to you. David and Lisa and I were talking about like, I think we were talking about e-bikes.
Yeah.
A subject I'm like in on.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, it's like, we're trying to talk politics. It's like, no, man.
Yeah. So. Not the time. Read the room. Read the garden. Read the garden.
The garden was beautiful.
And weep.
Yeah. And weep.
Read them and weep. That's a shout out.
So I don't know what this thing was, but there it is. So that was, yeah, that was what happened to me.
Yeah.
Also, we were driving to the Cape, and over this weekend, we had a work event. We had to work on the Cape this weekend, and Nev's driving. Shout out to the person who lent her that car. It's great.
She will remain unnamed.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that car. It bailed us out of a lot of stuff. And nothing happened to it.
Don't say that. That makes it sound like something really bad happened to it.
Nothing happened to it. Anyway.
Genuinely nothing happened to it.
Whoa, seriously. Okay, seriously though.
Seriously nothing happened.
Nothing did happen to the car.
I don't know why he's being like this.
I said it, but that was like me being like, you know what? A verification of like, nothing happened to this car.
I think that this person would trust my...
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Trust would verify.
Yeah.
I'm the verification on this.
Not needed, but thank you.
Great.
Anyways, we were driving to the Cape.
And Nev was like, you know, hey, who's got some stories? And I was like,
mm-hmm, correct.
Me. And you were like, who else?
Who else? There's one other person
one
in
other
this
person
car.
In the car. And that person was like, I don't really have any stories. And Nev was like, great, let's play some music. Let's literally reach for the dial and turn it up. That was great. That was like, and that was going to the Cape. Like, that was going to a weekend that we were about to spend a bunch of time together.
I mean, you still told stories, and I did then try to pivot them back to the other person in the car. I would be like,
and I was just not having it.
Nate would try to share something, and I'd be like, Tegan, how about,
you can say Tegan's name.
Okay, I didn't know.
It's not.
Sorry if you want your privacy, Tegan, but I was like, Tegan, what about you, Tegan? And Nate would try, he would still try. He would still be trying to contribute. Still be trying to contribute to the conversation. So
I mean,
you got a
lot brewing. We had during this weekend. We had a lot of skits.
We did.
We had a lot of. Mm-hmm. We had Nev and I had to really carry the mood of the entire camp.
Yeah.
And that was good. And we had a conversation about how there's a lot of really good pop music, and that actually made our job a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. That is accurate. It made it a lot easier to know what to put on to really hype up the students, you know.
It was mostly Chapel Roan. Actually, here's a question that I have specifically for you.
Yeah.
I felt really old at a few times during, yeah, like the general, you know, like when people are kind of coming and going and we're just playing music.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, this Pitbull song, really explicit. And I'm like looking around like, is anybody else kind of like
uncomfortable
with this? Mm.
I bet that just has to do with the fact that you have kids, you know?
I think that's what it, you think that's what it is?
I think so. Where I think I'm just you like, become more aware.
I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
In 2024.
Yeah.
How is Pitbull getting away with this?
Yeah.
This is like,
cause I love it. I love how explicit Pitbull is, you know? That's what makes the song for me.
That's it. Yeah, it's not the beats.
No.
Or how it's, you know,
no.
It's like literally like,
yeah,
if it was the same stuff, but it was like super G-rated.
I would be like, this is the dumbest song ever.
Like, that's why you hate Will Smith,
yeah,
the musician.
Totes. Because, I totally listen to Will Smith.
Because he's just sort of talking about how, like, having fun with your friends is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
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 Versus like, we're going to have explicit.
Yeah.
Detailing.
We won't go into details about the explicitness.
We won't. This is a radio thing. But that was me, and I like told Molly this, and she's like, "Yeah, that happens to me all the time."
Wow.
And
I will say, I was a little offended because there was a point where I was just speaking like I do, like a young person does, and somebody shouted and was like, "Nice use of Gen Z lingo," and I was like, just,
when was that? When
that
was that?
While I was emceeing the lip sync.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did I say?
No, you didn't. What do you mean? What did you say?
Oh, was it? I'm assuming that you're talking about me.
No, they were talking to me.
What was the Gen Z lingo that you used?
I don't remember. Again, I was just talking. I was just talking and being myself, and somebody said that, and I was like,
wow.
I am.
All of a sudden, there's just like this division that's been,
yeah,
set up.
And it just made me feel so offended because I was like, how old do you think I am?
I mean, you're in Gen Z, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
but these
you're
are
like,
these are my peers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Telling me I'm too old to use Gen Z lingo. And I'm like, I'm literally a year older than you.
You know what I'm about to say.
What do you what?
Death comes for us all.
But hopefully not today.
Isn't it not
but
even?
Probs not today.
Probs not today.
Probs not today.
That makes it all better.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Yeah. Actually, I was over there this morning. A lot more lost and found items over there. We need to like actually make a legitimate lost and found.
No, I will say everything that gets left there is going into our thrift store. That's true.
Hey, if you're on Leslie's campus at some point between now and the end of 2024, there's going to be a thrift store.
Yep, there will be.
Once we get on it, we are kind of waiting for this weekend to pass by.
Yeah.
And sort of like yesterday, I sort of like came back to life as a human.
Same.
That was a big piece to my day.
I did a lot
yesterday.
Of like awake, asleep. I did a lot of that yesterday.
You're like watching a TV show and you pause it and take a nap and then you wake back up again and turn it back on.
That is legitimately what I did.
I was doing that too. Double blanket.
Yes.
And a lot of like, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get
I
up.
I also legitimately did not clear off the couch. All yes. I did was take the smallest part of the couch that was available and just curl up as
yes.
small as I
yes,
could.
Yes, because I had a mountain of laundry on the other side of the couch.
And I was like, not moving that.
And I literally just moved it. I moved it so I could lean on it more. I was like, oh, yeah, these are all the towels.
Correct.
This is perfect.
Correct. That
but
is the correct way to spend
the problem
Monday.
Is I'm always just like, could I make it another 30 minutes?
Without
having
getting
to, go,
up to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Yes.
Go to the
correct.
Bathroom so bad.
Correct. Yeah. No, I was watching some Love is Blind. There's a new season.
Oh, gotcha.
In case anybody doesn't know, there is a new season of Love is Blind.
What's in this one, they actually, love is real?
In this one, love gets less real. Each season, love gets less real.
So it's like they're meeting. I think what happens to all these shows is an awareness happens amongst the contestants. Mm-hmm. And they kind of know what they're trying to do here.
It's also with the rise of influencing in general.
Yeah.
This is a quick way to become an influencer. Like if you want to become an influencer, go on one of these reality TV shows, be messy, be messy. And then boom, you're famous. You know, like it's an easy formula.
Yeah. I actually have a really salient point that I was thinking about recently.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to just start another song real quick. Cause I'm just going to tell you, this.
Okay. You can tell me.
We were talking about podcasts on the way home.
We were.
This is the problem with my brain. And you guys were talking about like the podcast. No one asked me what podcast I listen to. That's okay. You did. I'm kidding.
I also already know what podcast you listen to.
I listen to one about movies and one about hockey. End of list. And I just go between the two of them. You guys were talking about podcasts you listen to. And Tegan especially. Friend of the show. And friend of us
and show
was talking about how like some of her favorite ones are just people sort of like hanging out,
yeah,
you know, and it's just like I really like these people and I get to like feeling like they're hanging out, and like the content maybe isn't as important as the feeling that if you were also in the room that you could also hang out. That's so much different than like listening to lectures or something like that. And I think that this is kind of the direction that a lot of media might be going. Is that there is this feeling that it's actually far more important for me to feel like I could be included in it than it is for me to be like wowed with like the entertainment value or like the entertainment value. I'm not trying to like make a value statement here. The entertainment value doesn't lie in necessarily like just the straight up content. It's the feeling that you could be a part of the content. It's the feeling that the content is maybe co-created with you. You know, this is the same. This is like the rise of mega fandom. Like all these people, like, you know, back in the 70s you watch Star Wars and you're like, great,
yeah,
when's the next one, you know?
Yeah.
Versus now where it's like I'm gonna literally try to get the new season of The Mandalorian to change to like my opinions.
Yeah
Because I think that there's a big need right now, maybe it's because we're all isolated from each other and nuts, that like I want the things that I consume to feel like I kind of have a hand, or at least I'm included in their making. Which I think actually speaks to maybe these things are going to be like... Like, I could see Tegan listening to this podcast for the rest of her life and sort of just, like, growing with these people. And having that be, like, just as important as,
yeah,
you know, like, I don't know, going back and watching Cheers.
Absolutely. Well, and it's also just the relatability level is so different for somebody hosting a podcast,
yeah,
who's just hanging out rather than like watching a celebrity, you know, do stand-up comedy. Like,
yeah,
being able to, especially for somebody like Tegan, who for this podcast, the host of this podcast went to be you. Mm-hmm. And so there even is just this level of just understanding of who this person is. And so I do think you find these small pieces of relatability to these hosts where you're like, this is just a regular person and they're just hanging out and I could be that person.
Yeah.
And we should be friends.
Yeah.
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 I think that that's maybe what we try to do here is cultivate a sense of like,
yeah,
you could be a part of this if,
yeah,
you literally just text us.
Yeah.
We'll talk about you.
And I'm a people pleaser, so I will talk to whoever wants to talk.
Whoever sort of like, just sort of like, tosses out,
yeah,
you know, like a mm-hmm, like a cat in a laser pointer,
mm-hmm,
whoever just sort of just starts shining that thing around the room, you're like in.
Oh, okay, this got a little offensive. Let's,
because I called
go to
you
music.
A cat.
Yeah, let's go to music.
Okay. Great.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero. All guns are always loaded. Rule one. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Nev.
You're welcome. That was kind of a serious one.
That was a serious one. Also, Rule Zero?
Yeah, that was strange where it said, the title said four rules of gun safety and then Rule Zero, One, Two, and Three.
Yeah. Rule Zero, I feel like, is always like, that's like the obvious one. It's like, Rule Zero at the airport is take a shower before you go.
Okay.
And then Rule One is like, make sure you pack your own bag. You know, and
true.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
TSA will ask.
Yeah. No, take as in.
As in.
Nobody wants that stink.
And I agree, but I also just think that's a general statement. Like, take a shower before you go, period. Rule zero, going
actually,
everywhere.
Actually, here's me going to rag on some people that are not listening to the show.
Okay.
We are at this work function over the weekend.
Oh,
and
no.
We're sleeping in cabins.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this?
No.
I would say, like, so this is the first year ever that I was not awoken by snoring. This is actually
That's
the first
awesome.
Year that I wasn't woken up at all.
Wow.
I slept through the night both nights.
That's really great.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The stink factor.
Yeah.
Was insane.
Yeah. That is only the case
a
for
lot
the men's
of,
cabin.
A lot of freshman-aged boys
yeah.
that haven't quite figured out. I knew that I saw trouble. I smelled trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like you know bunk bed cabin situation, and then there's like these little like shelf things.
Yeah.
I saw like some Axe body spray.
Oh.
I saw some cologne.
No.
Some classic like masking techniques.
Yeah.
Where it's just like BO plus Axe body spray. I didn't even know that was a thing. That was like a high school. That was like, oh hey bro, I'm going to just, like, spray an X onto myself.
Did you know you don't have to shower after gym?
Exactly.
If you just got Axe?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that's really... That was only a problem in the boys' cabin. The girls' cabin smelled like flowers.
It's like the beautiful nature smell.
I mean, legitimately, it smelled good because of all of the assortments of body lotions and perfumes used.
Nice.
And so it you know... I just feel bad, you know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for boys, because don't you want to smell good?
Here's the thing. I would say that during that time period that we talked about even last week of, like, age, like, what is it, 16 to 26?
Yeah,
I don't know,
just about.
The dark decade is what we'll call it.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like, that was a time period when, like, I'd be sitting in class, and then literally sweat would just start dripping out of my pits. Just dripping out. Like, I don't know if it's ever happened to you.
No, yeah, this has happened to me too. Okay. I'm saying, but these are also things that happen to girls. It's just like, for some reason, boys can't get it through their brain that they need to, like, take steps and take action.
It's just like, this is happening to me.
And there's nothing I can do.
And no, it's never happened to anybody else.
Yeah.
It's just a me problem.
Exactly.
So I can't talk about it. I can't share my feelings or, like, seek sort of, like, connection over this problem. And then I'm also just...
I'm just gonna let it happen.
I'm just gonna like feel an insane amount of shame, and then compensate by being overly aggressive,
and then be mean to girls.
Exactly, it's the aggression to be like when sort of like Caitlin McGahey is sitting next to you and is just like, "Whoa,
that's a
look
lot
at
of
your
sweat.
Pits," and then you're like, "Whatever, Caitlin, everyone hates you," you know?
Yeah, correct.
Aren't those the same pants that you wore yesterday? And I did say that to her, and I've regretted that.
Yeah. That's one of those things that you sit on your couch and stare at the wall and think about.
At night?
Yeah.
When, like...
All your kids are in bed.
Netflix, like, is like, are you still watching?
You're just staring at the wall.
And you're like...
Eating saltines.
And you're like, I was really mean.
I get that.
And the reason that I was mean was I was afraid.
You know, and we talked about this. We talked about this on the way to the Cape, just about being the villain in somebody else's story.
Oh, yeah. Nev's never been the villain.
That's not...
The story that you told
again,
that you
that
were the
was
villain
a lie.
Was, like, not a story where you were the villain.
I know, but it doesn't matter if I was actually the villain. If I was perceived as the villain in somebody's life, then I am the villain in their life.
Wow. That's, like, a level of ownership that's, like, really hard to... How are you walking around town? That's insane.
Yeah.
So, like, is that why... This was the last thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Is that why, like, you don't beep at anybody in the car?
I just sit there and go, come on.
You're like, you're doing the wrong thing. But I'm going to say that at, like, speaking voice volume and just, like, have Like, I'm going to do that at speaking voice volume, and I'm just going to say it, like, to myself.
And then I'll turn around to the person in the car and say, I'm so sorry for talking like that.
Yeah, and then that whoever this person is,
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the reality. Maybe that is why. Maybe I just view myself as a villain.
Yeah.
Because I am the villain in somebody's story, whether it's legitimate or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's tough. That's tough to swallow.
Not for me.
Not for you?
I've swallowed it.
Okay. That's right. You, like, have, like, systems in place where, like, you can just sort of manage,
yeah,
like, this whole situation.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It's called anxiety.
It's called anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. That's the that's the result. All right. Well, I'll play you out here with some Tame Impala, and thank you
nice.
For listening to, you want to say the tag?
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Neville, and that's Nate.
And the name of the show is Fast and Loose.
Fast and Loose.
We'll see you next week on the radio.
We will not see you, but we will talk to you, and I love you.
I love you. Please don't think that I'm the villain. Great.
Love you. Stay blessed and stay safe.
There's a hole in the drywall still.